From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 24th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board is taking action to slow down speeders on Route 23 east of the hamlet. The board agreed during its February workshop meeting that the speed limit on the straightaway coming out of the hamlet may need increased enforcement. It was suggested the board draft a letter to the sheriff and the state police captain in Leeds requesting an increase in patrols along the corridor. However, this week, Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said officials have decided to hold off on sending that letter until the problem can be verified with data. Davis said Councilman Paul Vosburg has reached out to the village of Catskill and requested the use of its radar-based speed sign. The sign should be in place on Wednesday, February 24th. Davis said the straightaway, which is about a half-mile run stretching from Rip Van Winkle Country Club on the west to Pennsylvania Avenue on the east, is posted at 35 miles an hour, but few drivers travel at that speed. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. And a recording of the entire Catskill Town Board Workshop meeting can be found at wavefarm.org/archives. All Catskill Town Board meetings are live streamed at WGXC.org. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted last week to increase the salary of the administrator of the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center to $100,000 a year. Supervisors Edward Cross and William Hughes of Hudson abstained from the vote, while Claremont Supervisor Ray Statz voted no. Statz said he objected to salary hike because Pine Haven Administrator David Herkowitz will not be a county employee for long. He said, and I quote, "That's paying for the other company's employee. He's been asking for a raise for a year. He came on when we decided to sell Pine Haven," end quote. Premier Healthcare Management of Great Neck has agreed to purchase the Pine Haven facility for $6.5 million. The resolution approved by the board stated the rationale for the increase was because Herkowitz, and I quote, "has successfully assisted in getting the nursing home to become profitable and removed it from a negative deficit." You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the State Public Service Commission has voted to crack down on vendors that falsely claim to have lower electricity prices, violate marketing rules to contact customers, and improperly switch customers to different providers. A report on the high volume of complaints was discussed during a commission meeting in Manhattan on Tuesday, February the 23rd. The PSC General Counsel said efforts to deregulate the system have led to abuses by energy service companies. In 1998, the commission changed the rules and made it possible for customers to obtain their energy from an independent company. At the same time, the rule changes allowed those companies to develop pricing structures that led to higher bills passed on service fees. Approximately 5,000 customers complained to the PSC about this problem in 2015. Commission Chairwoman Audrey Zwiebelman said last month, National Grid customers paid $17 million more in 1 month for energy from private companies than they would have paid if they had received their energy from National Grid. The commission will consider imposing fines on offending companies, and marketing by independent providers will now be required to adhere to local, state, and federal laws involving the telephone calls and door-to-door sales. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Kenneth Lovett in the New York Daily News reports that though voters approved a $2 billion bond act for 2014 for schools to buy new technology, quote, "not a dime has been spent in the effort," end quote. And only about 50 of the state's 700 school districts have submitted applications for the money. E.J. McMahon of the Empire Center for New York State Policy says in a Daily News story, and I quote, "it was clear from the beginning that there was no clamor for the money. It was contrived in 2014 out of the blue by the governor to serve as an election year purpose. It was basically there to create a pretense for a paragraph in the governor's campaign literature," end quote. Cuomo spokesman Richard Azzopardi said the panel will meet soon to approve the first round of funding. The story says school districts would have to spend their own money under the plan before being paid back by the state. You can read that full story in the Daily News.
Roger Hannigan Gilson in the Register Star reports that doors are routinely left unlocked at the Brookwood Secure Facility in Claverick. The revelation that a local prison regularly leaves doors unlocked came out in a lawsuit dismissed February 22nd in Claverick Town Court. Ryan Quinion was accused of unlocking a door to allow three residents to beat another resident, but Claverick Town Justice Charles Hogue Jr. dismissed the charges after finding that doors were routinely left unlocked at the facility. You can read that full story in the Register Star.
Today is day 14 of the WGXC High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcasts and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting periods of light rain before 10 a.m., then periods of rain after 10 a.m. The temperature high will be 42 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. For Wednesday night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm. The temperature is rising to around 49 degrees by 1 a.m. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 100%. Forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers likely mainly before 7 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 51 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 a.m. Then a slight chance of snow showers between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:39 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 24th day of February 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.